Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee for case HI23-028 regarding Daniel Kama. The time is now 9:01 on October 25th, 2023. My name is Brandon Eaton, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose.
Eric Perry, investigator.
Orlean Lauer, investigations manager.
Daniel Kama.
EAC member Greg Oswald.
Dennis Knobley, D member.
Okay, that's fine. EAC member Dennis, he just
Who's Brandon W?
Oh, I forgot about the respondent.
Alejandra.
Chantel Cornett, public EAC.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Excuse me. I'll tell you in a second. Excuse me. I'm going to start this. I'm going to start this over again since Brandon just joined us. What's that?
Okay?
I think so. Yes. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting. For case HI23-028 regarding Daniel Kama. Hold on, it's like I'm going to go into a coffin jail, so give me a second and I'll be right back.
All right, good morning everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-028 regarding Daniel Kama. The time is now 9:02. On October 25th, 2023. My name is Orlean Loera. I'm the investigations manager. Brandon just stepped out for a second. So before we get started, I would like everybody to introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose.
We just did that.
Oh, we have a
new person.
Sorry about that.
Eric Perry, investigator.
Orlean Loera, investigations manager.
Daniel Kama. Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel for the Board of Technical Registration.
Greg Oswald, EAC member.
Chantel Cornett, EAC public member.
Thank you all, thank you.
Dennis Knobley, EAC member.
Brandon, introduce yourself, please.
I am Brandon Wilson. I am the person who filed the complaint. Thank you.
Ms. Crawford.
Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
All right, thank you, everyone. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received or complaint on March 13, 2023, related to a home inspection in Mesa, Arizona, on or about August 22, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any allegations, will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Ms. Cornett.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Oswald?
Yes.
Mr. Nobley?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or, after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger respondent and the respondent. During the interviews of respondent, committee members will ask for specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait in the lobby. You will be called when it's time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. Okay, at this time I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence, and evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. So I'll need a motion and a second.
Greg, I would like to, you make the motion, right? Make a motion to enter executive session.
Chantel Cornett, second.
Okay. So at this time I'm going to ask Mr. Oswald, I'm going to ask you to vote for the motion. Just say yay or nay.
Yay.
Ms. Cornett?
Yay.
Mr. Nobley?
Yay.
Okay.